Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on April showers bring volunteer flowers. Driving from Little Rock to Dallas on Easter morning, the red clover along the interstate seemed a foot high in Arkansas and started to peter out in Texas to be replaced by bluebonnets along the embankments and the wonderful sight of seeing parked cars along the highway, disgorging whole families who wanted to have their pictures taken, stretched out in the luxuriant growth. Spring is an exhilarating time for lots of reasons, but in this part of the country, April showers don't just bring May flowers. It also means spring break and a host of volunteers coming to help out in New Orleans and elsewhere. Easter weekend meant huge crowds at Fair Grinds Coffee House, where the sales totals rival Jazz Fest, our best time of the year, all of which means more support for Acorn International's organizing. But the real thrill was the work of scores of volunteers on our projects. Our sister organization, A Community Voice, had crews out in the Lower Ninth Ward helping on various home repair and cleanup projects, as well as in the Upper Ninth Ward going door-to-door on house visits to alert people to coming community meetings. We had a bunch of help at the Acorn Farm as well, doing spring planting with the seedlings that have been hardening up and waiting to hit the ground. I love seeing a picture of the community space, which we will use for all kinds of meetings in the new St. Claude building and the coming second location for Fairgrounds. A crew of volunteers have painted the space a vibrant, bright, happy yellow, which will improve the quality of the business down there immensely, I'm sure. Another crew had dug out the driveway so that we can lay down pea gravel for outside tables for folks to talk, visit, meet, enjoy a cup of coffee and computer access simultaneously. The volunteers come from colleges, churches, and private clubs, and each spring we are both surprised and delighted to see them again, and are reminded, once again, what a boost a well-organized volunteer program can be to all of our community efforts. Reading a recent New Yorker article about an aircraft carrier operated by 5,000 sailors, pilots, and others, I noticed an interesting quote from Captain Brian Luther about his crew on the giant USS George H.W. Bush that seemed, how might I say this, non-military almost, but it touched on the question of volunteers. If you help them create good memories, they'll forget a lot of the bad stuff. I'm an old-fashioned forward thinker, he said. Mission first, people always. We're on a warship, so certain things have to be the way they are. But every sailor on the ship is a volunteer. They give something up to be here, so we have to give them back something. A lot of it is standard leadership. Eat after they eat, sleep after they sleep. Never give an order if you don't understand what it means they'll have to do. Another quote worth noting was from Clinton Stonewall III of Birmingham, Alabama, who was making some remarks as he was being promoted to lieutenant commander. I want to thank each and every one of you, especially those who kept me upright and squared away. I put out to sea with family members, and everything we do, whether it's up here or on the flight deck, getting catapults ready, serving in the meal line, whatever it is you're doing, it's all for me. You got my back, and I got yours. If you're a leader out here, you need also to be a servant. The bottom's a reflection of the top. If you don't look good, I don't look good. I think Fidel Sassoon had it right when he came out with that. And if I'm looking good here today, it's because of you. It's because of you. It's not surprising to find that the community and culture of the military can resonate with an organizing culture so strongly. And neither is it a surprise to find that there's no amount of appreciation that's too much for volunteers. Thanks to a lot of great work, workers and volunteers, we're all looking good every day in this work, and there's no amount of thanks that's enough for the value they bring over and over and over again, and the importance of keeping that circle unbroken. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.